It's 6:33. This is news from Aspen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Roger Adams. In Colorado, if an unborn fetus dies in a hospital, the hospital is not liable for damages. That's because, under Colorado law, a fetus is not considered a person. A lawsuit filed against St. Thomas More Hospital in Canyon City sought to change that, but the Colorado Supreme Court has just refused to hear the case. It involves Jeremy and Lori Stodgill. She was pregnant with twin boys. On New Year's Eve 2006, she died in the emergency room there. The case centered on whether or not the hospital could have saved the fetuses with an emergency C-section. Mr. Stodgill later sued, claiming the wrongful death of the twins. Aspen attorney Beth Krulowich was on Stodgill's legal team, and she joins us now. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
This case is tragic, and this man lost his wife and his two sons. They were preparing for the birth, and here this tragedy occurs. That's a tragedy for him. But there's a larger precedent that you're talking about that also remains unanswered.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel terribly for Jeremy Stodgill and for what he went through and the manner that this whole case was handled. But that is one issue. But in regards to public policy and public safety in our hospitals, it concerns me that the argument can be made that a physician who is presiding over a birth, and if that birth goes badly, and if that birth goes badly due to medical negligence, that physician is better off if the baby dies before it is born than doing everything the doctor can to save the life.
And that is because if the baby is not born, it's a fetus and therefore is not a person. Is that?
That's right. And it was the hospital in this case that made that argument that we cannot be held liable. They're saying even if we were negligent, we can't be held liable because the fetus died before it ever took a breath.
Now, one of the things that shed so much attention and made this so high profile was that in this case, it was a Catholic hospital.
Yes, that's one thing that distinguishes this particular case from, I don't know that you're ever going to see that again. I think the Catholic Church and Catholic hospitals got so much heat for this that I would be surprised to see a Catholic hospital ever raise that issue again.
What is it that you ultimately would like to see the courts decide?
I guess the only way to answer that is to talk a little bit about what a wrongful death statute is and what it's designed to do. And you and I talked a little bit before that at common law, when Colorado first became a state, there were no statutes. Common law was law that was determined by judges. Judges decided what the law was, and a lot of it came from England. And at common law, if you were to hurt somebody and they suffered damages and they suffered pecuniary loss from those damages, they could sue you for negligence and you could be held liable, economically.
I get in a fight with somebody and I push them, they break their leg, they can sue me.
That's right.
But it's different if I push that person and they were to die.
Then you would be immune from lawsuit because at common law, once the person who is the victim of the negligence dies, so does the lawsuit. So when states like Colorado elected legislators and legislators started passing laws as opposed to just relying on the common law, one of the things that they did, and in our state it was in the late 1800s, so they passed a statute to basically plug up that loophole so that someone who commits a negligent act and hurts somebody bad enough that they kill them doesn't get to benefit.
So a family member could sue, for example.
And that's right. And so it's a limited right of recovery. There's caps on the damages. Non-economic damages are capped. And it's just for either the parents or the spouse or the immediate family has a right to bring a wrongful death case.
So in this case, then, had she not been pregnant and had died and there was proof of negligence, then he would have been able to get damages for his wife.
If he could prove it, yes.
But because they were fetuses, no damages.
That's right. Mm-hmm. In this particular case.
Yeah. Where does this case and this issue of whether or not a fetus is a person intersect, if at all, with the whole abortion debate that sometimes focuses on what's called personhood?
Right. It really shouldn't intersect with it at all. The personhood debate is, when does life begin? This is really an issue of does a doctor owe a duty when he's taking care of a pregnant woman to not only that woman, but also to the fetus that she's carrying inside of her? So it's a question of duty. Does the doctor owe a duty to the fetus as well as the mother? You know, do OBGYNs, who by definition take care of mother and fetus,
prenatal care,
do they owe a duty to that fetus? That's really what the issue is. And it has nothing to do with when life begins, although there have been some that have chosen to conflate those issues.
Well, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Beth Krulowich is an Aspen attorney. She was co-counsel in a lawsuit that sought to clarify if hospitals are liable under Colorado's wrongful death statutes for the death of an unborn fetus. The state Supreme Court has just declined to hear the case. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams. The time is 6:40.